621 at WFMD. On the phone with us is the senator from the third district, right?
That's it.
There you go. His name is Ron Young. He joins us this morning by the phone. I appreciate you getting up early this morning and joining us. I know you're kind of an early riser anyway. And first big thing, did you watch all the Super Bowl yesterday?
Yeah, I watched most of it.
Yeah. What did you think of it?
I was pleased the Eagles won.
Okay. I think that here's the thing that I think a lot of people, first of all, if I don't know if you're a Redskins fan or not, but I mean, if you're a Redskins fan, it's like, oh, do you really want the Eagles to win or do you hate the Patriots more? It's just like, that's a kind of a toss up for me.
Well, I'm a Ravens fan.
Oh, well, there you go. So, I mean, it's like me, I'm a Cowboys fan. I really didn't have any skin in the game. So I'm like, I wanted a good game. I just thought it was like no defense. It was like an NBA All-Star game.
You've never seen this much offense in a game, man.
Right? Oh, yeah. It was like, I think they only had one punt total. So, all right. You're not here to talk about that. We want to talk about a bill that you're putting forth. And it is, in a nutshell, kind of dumbing it down, is being able to put slot machines in clubs to benefit homeless veterans. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, the veterans clubs have slot machines right now, the American Legion, the AMVETS, and VFW. So this bill would allow them in the fraternal clubs, which the Eagles, the Moose, the Owls, the Orioles, those type of clubs, they would each be allowed five machines, just as the veterans clubs are allowed. Right now, the machines in the veterans club are there under the lottery commission, and it's a negotiated agreement. I actually wrote into law in this bill that the top 10% of the net revenues would go, the first $100,000, to the Veterans Administration. They're underfunded, don't have their computers and other things up to date to be able to provide information to veterans like they would wish. And that $100,000 a year would allow them to do that and make all the programs of Veterans Administration more available to veterans. After that, all the money would go to the Department of Housing into a program to assist homeless veterans. It's been estimated by housing that if all the clubs take the machines as it builds, it should be sufficient to deal with all homeless veterans and to help them find a place to live and then work with other programs to get them back on their feet with jobs and whatever. So hopefully this program would address just about all homeless veterans.
Well, I got a couple questions because of that. I mean, first of all, it seems like what benefit would it have for these fraternal organizations? I mean, obviously, they'd like to raise some money as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like any, from what it sounds like, none of the money goes to them. Is there any kind of a percentage that goes to them?
45% of all the net profit goes to the club.
Okay, all right.
And the other 45%. Goes back to the state to then use for the vendors that own the machines. The state does not own the machines.
Okay. Then the other thing I would say, you know, some people would say, it looks like we're trying to, again, fund something through gambling, whereas isn't it the job of the state and the federal government to take care of our veterans? Why are we got to put it on the backs of a slot machine?
Well, it's the job, if you want to look at it that way, for us to do many, many things, which there aren't enough funds for. We just had a report come out of what we need to do to bring education back up, and it's way beyond what we can afford. Washington, or the president, has just change the whole health care thing. There's no way there are funds in the states to take care of that. So there's never enough funds for everything. People do gamble. Right now, a lot of people from here drive over to Charlestown. Mm-hmm. This at least keeps some of the money back here and helps a good cause.
Well, I'm not discounting the cause. I just think that it, sometimes it's like, okay, we've got gambling for education. We've got gambling for this. We've got gambling for that. It just seems like it's all about gambling. And then, you know, at some point in time, I mean, you know, people who, you know, gamble, I mean, I know there are people who just very wisely are able to go and take $100 and that is, you know, their night out on the town and they go and they play the slots and that's what they like to do. But there are a lot of people out there who have an addiction to gambling and, we're going to pay for a homeless vet. Well, what do we do for the person who's gambled their life savings away and they're now homeless? How do we take care of them? I mean, it's...
There are a lot of programs to help people with addictions, probably never enough. There's a lot of ways you can look at it. Mm-hmm. People have always gambled. I mean, yeah. It was controlled by the mobs for years. People bet, you know, how many hundreds of millions of dollars. You ask about the Super Bowl at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
People gamble. At least if they're gambling, it's going through a venue that the money can be used to help the clubs and help veterans. I mean, if you're opposed to gambling, and some people are, and I understand why, then you're opposed to gambling. But it's something that exists, and at least this way it's regulated, and the profits are directed to good causes.
Let's talk about something else because we can go down this sort of, you know, and have that discussion. I mean, we could do, okay, is marijuana next? Is prostitution next? But, you know, people visit prostitutes. People smoke dope. People, and are we going to, you know, and Maryland's becoming a state that really wants to, I have a feeling, and I don't know, I'll ask you, do you have any word of anybody who's going to put in bills to legalize marijuana in the state of Maryland this year?
There is a bill in. To let it go to referendum and let the people decide whether they want it or not.
There is a bill that's going to be voted on this year. Do you think that will pass?
I don't know. Okay. I think it has a chance of passing. I really can't predict.
Okay.
And it's not a bill that legalizes it. It's a bill to put it up to the voters.
Okay. All right. Can you hang on during the news?
Sure.
All right, we appreciate it. We're talking with State Senator Ron Young on the Morning News Express, Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's get a look at 930 WFMD.
For more on job openings and job tips, go to our website at WFMD.com. I'm Diana Gibson as the Morning News Express continues on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
The Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express on 930 WFMD.
It's 635 at WFMD. Glad to have on the program with us State Senator Ron Young on the Morning News Express, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. What is the priority of the delegation this year in Annapolis, and how much of it is your priorities as well?
Well, the delegation pretty well limits itself to local issues.
Mm-hmm.
We have an unreal number of local bond bills in this year, most of which we're not going to get enough money for. The governor put no money in the budget at all for local bond bills. The legislature still usually carves out about at least $5 million for each house. And that breaks down that if we're lucky, each of us in the Senate will get about $100,000, and the delegation in the House will get $100,000 to $200,000. We have all kinds of requests for that, and we're going to have to, along the way, prioritize. And like I said, we're trying to find ways to get money for several of the projects outside of that. For example, New Spire, the art center downtown, the governor did put, I think, $240,000 in his budget for that. None of the other local projects have money designated, so it's what we can get. We've been trying in District 4 to get $25,000 for the Helen Smith art studio to be renovated and used at a private school in Middletown. The Heritage Foundation in the city has asked for another $25,000. Color Lake has asked for additional money, the Color Lake Project. The Boys and Girls Club that has half of the old Washington Street School has asked for several hundred thousand dollars. The zoo at Catoctin has asked for more money. Project down in Brunswick. There's just a long list. And,
it sounds like it. I guess I'm looking at that going, well, those all seem like organizations and wonderful things, but what about like the downtown hotel motel partnership with Conference Center and getting the infrastructure money for that to get that project moving? Being the former mayor and sitting around Carroll Creek, which kind of is your baby.
Yeah. Well, the majority of the delegation is still opposing it, which is a very unusual thing. Everyone down there said they have never, ever seen a delegation turn down money to help a local project before. But our delegation as a whole has. We have gotten $16 million in the budget over a several-year period, which the governor doesn't put in each year, but which we put in. And that's still there. The city has done everything it's supposed to do. We have to get an MOU from the State Historic Trust to move forward. They canceled a call last week. We suspect direction came down for them not to move forward with it. In other words, the governor's still announcing that he's blocking it. If we get that through, then it goes to the Board of Public Works. Two of the three, well, first off, the governor has to put it on the agenda. Then two of the three have to vote for it. So normally that would all move through, but with the governor's opposition, we're having to fight it at every step.
Senator Ron Young, last question, and that is, if you had just one bill that you were going to be the main sponsor on to get it passed, which would what would it be? The slots bill, for the homeless veterans, or something else?
Well, I feel pretty good that that one's going to go through, but I have a couple others I'd like to see go through. I have a bill in for tuition-free vocational certificates and tuition-free community college. And I have the way in to pay for it that doesn't cost Maryland taxpayers any money. And this would enable a lot of people to, again, get vocational certificates. I've talked to builders who tell me they can't find plumbers and bricklayers under 55 years old. And they're good-paying jobs that, you know, everybody's not going to college.
Right.
And there are good-paying jobs out there that we need to get people trained for. In addition, those going to college are coming out with huge debts. And as I've said, some come out with a mortgage on a house, but they don't own a house. So we need to reduce that so that these people aren't living at home when they're 40 years old, still trying to pay it off. So they can get into the community and buy their own home and be productive. So I would really love to see that bill get through and the companion bill to pay for it. I would say that's the top priority.
I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Certainly.
Always a pleasure. And don't be a stranger. We'll talk more with State Senator Ron Young in the future here on the Morning News Express. Now let's get a look at your 9:30.